And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to In the Green Room. This is Chet, one of your co-hosts.
Hi.
Hope everybody's having an amazing Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's up? Got B here tonight. I'm Kinga.
And Kinga.
Kinga, you're here every show. I don't know. That's
well,
not...
I wasn't in studio last week. I was in Malibu. I got...
She got kidnapped.
Yes, I did get kidnapped.
In a good way.
It was a gangster date. I wanted to be back, but something better was happening. Right?
Well, I actually sadly was out of the studio as well. I was sick, so my voice would have been worthless. I had strep throat, so...
Well, your voice doesn't sound like it has strep throat now, Playboy.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I love how he calls Chet Playboy, right? It's a perfect name for Chet.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll take it.
He looks like swaggy.
Okay, so you guys want to hear...
Likewise.
...that B promised me I would be back. I said, I'll only go if you promise we'll be back. But then I could tell there was an important meeting, so important for his career, and he said...
And we'll talk about this during my part.
Well, no, so then I just said, you know what, I came to him and I said, that's so important, let's just stay. We'll do the show from the Malibu. I'm not going to tell anybody till the last minute so they don't freak out. They only freak out for 5 minutes instead of for a few hours.
Well, right. Well, all the best shows, you know? Sometimes they got to take a week off. It just happens.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right, just so everybody knows, this is one of the greatest feelings right now I got right here. So make sure you guys tune into the live in the Green Room.
In the Green Room.
Facebook Lives.
In the Green Room. Green. Every Tuesday. And as often as you're in town, we're going to get you... in studio.
Really?
Well, because you tell me you want to save the planet. I mean, is it true?
I love working towards that. Absolutely.
Okay, and I think you have to talk into the mic.
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. You're such a professional. You sing too, huh?
Yes. Yes.
You sing? What? Since when?
I sing all the time, actually. Almost every show, if you go back and listen.
Comes. Woo! Watch out for her. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes.
We're also so lucky to have Martin back in the studio and Junk the Band. So,
thank you. Good to see you, Chet. Kinga, thank you for having us back. B, Howard, good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man. Looking good.
Yeah, Martin, you're one of our favorites.
Thank you. Well, you're one of my favorite radio programs too.
Well, you are so loquacious and you're brilliant. Mm-hmm. And you know, Sean Cooney, who's in studio, he's hiding somewhere back there.
Hey,
he
Sean.
He has Three Leaf Recording, and he's the best recording studio. He's got the best in the industry.
I would have to agree. We Junk recorded our album Yes Is More Fun there, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you, Sean, for that.
And I'm going to get B. Howard in there and Marquette. Did Marquette leave studio?
No, he's right there.
Womp, womp. Marquette. Get up. Okay, Marquette, I need you over here for a minute. Marquette.
That was good.
Marquette.
I like that. Come on down.
Marquette, come
you
over.
Are the next contestant on In the Green Room.
He's pulling up his big words. I was in Malibu for a few days, and he was in San Diego, and he kept calling B saying, I pull up. I'm going to pull up. I don't know. I'm going to get a copter. And so I think I annoyed B because the whole time we were there, I was like, every time something good would happen, I'd go, pull up, pull up, pull up. Are you annoyed by it, B?
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited. I'm so excited by everybody being here. Like, there's so many great talents and stuff in the building tonight. Can you talk about some of them?
Yes. Well, first of all, Marquette King, he's the king. Can you say hello?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
And tonight, he doesn't want to be a unicorn, but he usually is a unicorn.
I know. Today is my day off.
Day off.
So he's usually kicking a ball. He's a punter, and he's saving the planet with his music, and... People love his lyrics, and you can dance, which makes you feel good. He's collaborating with B. Howard for their song, and you're in the Batman movie.
It's a
fight scene.
It's a series called Bat and the Sun, where I play Batman versus Killmonger. I play Killmonger, so
nice,
very interesting.
Super nice.
It is super nice. I'm hoping that my nephew's in studio here, and he's great at every sport, and I'm hoping you'll give him a punting. I'm going to put you on the spot.
I can tell by the hair. Lesson? The hairstyle told it all. Like, he got the best hairstyle I've ever seen all week.
So we also have Tracing Faces
Goonies
in the house, and they are an incredible band. They're right here. And I'm ready for a song. I don't know how you guys are.
They sounded really good warming up.
They're real good.
They got to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, they sounded fantastic. I can't wait to hear his track.
They had
Let's
me over
go.
Here. They had Let's me do over it. Let's hear him.
And then we're going to go back to B and hear all about his career and what's going on. There's some exciting stuff going on.
All right, come with us. Come with us.
Let's go.
Live sessions.
You're staying. Okay, so we need Cole to come to a mic. Right here. You take mine.
All mics pointed
in this direction. All mics pointed in this direction. You ready tonight, man?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you going to play your bongos?
Okay.
Okay, whatever you want. Okay, Robin, we love her giving us the direction here in studio. She's amazing.
Seamless transition.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, shoot. All right, everyone. We're Tracing Faces. The song's called $20, currently unreleased. Bill on the street, just found a $20. Bill on the street, just found a $20. I can't seem to find to whom it belongs. Bill on the street, I picked up the $20. Bill on the street, I picked up the $20. Got to find a place to distribute my wealth. Ooh. Hey, what can I say? Walk in the shop. Bust out my $20 in the shop. Bust out my $20. I would like to see what my money can buy. Then the salesman walked up to the wally, pulled down the cheapest six string of all. Yeah, that's fair change. I think it changed my life. Everyone in the room to do a little clap for this one. A little light clap. Alright, it goes like this. Feels good to be alive. 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 Chris. Feels good to be alive. Feels good to be thank you.
That was amazing.
Okay, that they are one of my favorite bands all time, and they're super young. Aren't you guys like 19 and 20? Uh-oh, we've got a 22-year-old.
That's young for me, but I don't know about you, Kinga. You're younger than that, aren't you?
Well, and Sean over there, who they record with Sean Cooney at Three Leaf Recording, I just was over there talking to him, and he goes, quit building me up. He goes, quit building me up. They're going to be, I don't want them to be disappointed. He's so humble. I'm like,
see, Sean, that's why I named our band Junk, because I wanted to set expectations, right? You got to do that.
Oh, you guys have come back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, we have a caller. Oh, my goodness.
Who's our caller?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't had a caller in for days.
Hi, this is Evan. How are you?
Oh, Evan. Is this Evan? Evan Forster?
This is Evan Forster. How are you?
We are having some fun here in studio. Did you just hear?
It sounds like it. The music sounds great.
Did you just listen to the band, Tracing Faces?
Yep, I just listened to them. Sounded great.
Okay, great, great. Did you hear B talk yet? Do you have anything to say, B? Say hello to Evan.
What up, Playboy?
What up,
Genius? Genius is in the building.
Now we're just gonna tell you.
VH in the area for real, man.
So, Evan, how are you helping save the planet? And tell us a little bit about you.
I'm spreading goodwill through music, babe.
Okay, we can barely hear you.
I said I'm spreading goodwill through music.
You're spreading goodwill through music. Okay, well.
How exactly are you doing that?
Well, multiple ways. Multiple ways. You know, music is an emotional connection. So no matter where it comes from, it could be tribal music that was played, you know, thousands of years ago. Or it could be a new hip-hop or trap music guy. Music is a universal connection. So what I do as an artist manager and label executive is I push music out to the masses, and I pull in people from all walks of life that appreciate great music and how it's created, and you know how it's promoted and marketed is what I do.
So, Evan, for our Facebook listeners, can't hear you, so I have to repeat some of what you're saying, and I'd like B to help me convey what...
Is that better? Is that better?
Well, we just have to narrate, basically, because our Facebook Live people can't hear the mic line, so...
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so everybody else can hear.
Ask away, and we can just take. You can just
your
take
swag, your swag has to ooze through Kinga to the Facebook.
So I just want to say to the world that Facebook people that Evan Forster, he's in the music business, in the movie business, and he is universally healing the world through his art and beauty and his works. What else do you have to say, Evan?
That's correct. That is correct. That's correct. If you guys, are you doing a Q&A? Are you doing a Q&A on the air, or just want to get some little background? So
yes, does anybody have a question?
Background on me. I've been in the music business for 30 years. I started out as a club promoter, went into the agency business, and later founded the first hip-hop label at A&M Records, which, of course, was Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, the legendary trumpet player Herb Alpert. And I started the first hip-hop label there. Started signing. Yeah,
Evan, this is Cole. Sorry to interrupt you. This is Cole from Tracing Faces. Cole number one, actually, because there's two of us.
Oh, you're number one.
I was on the earth first. I want to know about your musical influences. I want to know who you grew up listening to.
Interestingly enough, I started when I was
great
younger.
Question.
The first record I ever bought was the Beatles record. Ooh. I bought I Want to Hold Your Hand. The first album I ever bought was Elton John.
Really?
I loved Elton John's singer-songwriting. It was, Burns Open. And, of course, Elton was just my all-time favorite. And I got into, rock and roll music, growing up in the 80s. Hip-hop was just really starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And because I became a club promoter, I was listening to everything from, at the time, they would, you'd have different kinds of styles of dance music. So it would be either house music or... You'd have, straight up dance music.
Uh-huh.
And I got into the music business right around 88, 89.
Uh-huh.
And my influences were always lyrical based. So I got
you started with the Beatles and then you moved to Elton John, and it's because you're kind of influenced by that singer-songwriter style the most.
I love that. And
how about
me,
James Taylor?
Well, JT's one of my all-time favorites. I have my group of artists, especially in my vast music experience, has always been with the singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter.
So King,
that's your main thing.
Yeah, singer. But that moved into hip hop.
Right.
Because if you really get into hip hop, you know, real, the purest of hip hop, mm-hmm. those are people that are telling stories.
With and their lyrics, music, they're telling stories.
Telling stories with their music, and their lyrics back then in the 80s and 90s, uh-huh. which was the best time for hip hop music. Mm-hmm. You had political prophets, right? You had people that were making a statement, and the kids realized that the only way they could really approach the dynamics of things that were happening in the uh-huh. world were if they were able to push that music out to the masses. And the way they did that was through rap music.
They pushed that. Their ideas, they critiqued to their society with their lyrics.
Thank you.
They were reporting.
Check,
right?
What is my sound? I feel like I'm echoing.
You know, they were reporting what was happening.
No, it just feels really loud on my mic. Am I okay?
It's because you have beautiful ears.
thank you, Evan. So, Chet, can you reiterate everything he's saying for our Facebook listeners, too, so our Facebook people are not bored?
Well, Chet? I was just listening to that whole story. I mean, it was like a lot to have to recap, but basically his career started in the music industry in the late 80s and early 90s in that hip-hop scene, right, when it rose.
Okay. So
yeah, and it sounds like his main influences are mostly singer-songwriter stuff, and it's kind of the reason he got into hip-hop is because it's almost the purest form of singer-songwriter, because it's all about the lyrics. It's all about the message.
So, Evan, I want to hear about B. Howard and what we are going to be doing in the future with his career. I'm excited to hear how he's saving the planet.
I have a question for Evan.
So I've been close with B. Howard for a little while. You know, when I started in the business, I ended up going from A&M over to Universal Music Group, and when we first founded the label, I was on the West Coast, and I was one of the first 10 executives at the company.
So you were one of the first ten executives with the company, and that's when
at Universal Music Group,
and you knew B since he's a little boy.
Yeah, I've known B for a very, very, very long time.
Okay,
you know it was interesting because I started working with an artist named Erykah Badu, and I broke Erykah. So I broke her at radio, and from Erykah, I got asked to manage Lauryn Hill. So I always, again, you're talking about singers, songwriter, lyricist, beautiful vocals, and from Erykah and then to Lauryn, I managed this girl. I discovered this girl named Andra Day.
You discovered Andra Day?
Right. I discovered Andra Day. Okay. Very, very big artist. Developed her for about 2 years, and that's when I met Brandon. Brandon happened to be friends with one of my artists that I was developing, named Camila Barrett, known as Mimi. And she came in with Brandon to our offices, and my brother and I first met Brandon. I was just blown away for a lot of reasons. Number one, he has a voice like a bird.
Just he does. His voice is amazing.
Gorgeous. Just a beautiful, gorgeous voice. But he's also an incredible producer. He's a music producer.
He is a music producer. B. Howard is the man with music, dancing, producing.
He's a music producer. But even more than that, he's an accomplished dancer. So you have
I think B has a question for you, actually. Did you have a question for him?
What's that question,
Not
B?
Anymore?
He has a question. What's the question, B? B, come on. B,
shoot it.
He's shy. He's been gone.
I think B gets very winded and tongue-tied. His music speaks for itself. It's been, you know, we did a record, and one of the
so Evan, should we play a song right now?
Why don't you play one of his hits called Dance Floor, and then we can go into some of the newer songs. But Dance Floor was a global hit for Brandon. He toured around that song.
What's the song we have? We have three songs ready to go. What song do we have?
Play Lose Control. Then
Lose Control. We have Lose Control. Okay, we'll play Lose Control. But Robin,
the newer songs
can we hear it in
out.
The studio somehow?
I have to shut everybody's mics
off. That's fine. Let's play Lose Control, and we're all going to shut our mics off. That's perfect. Let's go. Lose Control. Here we go, Evan. We'll get back to you.
There you go.
Yeah. We want everyone to hear it.
You put up in my drink. Girl, you know you got me hella buzzed. That neon make me wanna get a rush. Keep going till the morning. Baby girl, you know I give you what you want. Be there when you're calling. Baby girl, you know put you where you want to. You wanna come with me. Baby, we can lose control.
Wow, that music video is awesome, and the song is even better. So, really impressed, B.
Thanks. That was the BTS, but cool. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. I love that song. Tonight's show is all about music and how music is healing, healing the soul, healing the planet. So, B, when you're traveling out there, and by the way, do we have Evan still on the line? Evan? We may have lost Evan.
The line is flashing, though.
So B, I want to hear about you, B. We haven't had you really speak about what got you, what's in your soul about the music. What do you feel you're going to accomplish with the world and healing with your music?
Okay, so I'll start with Lose Control, because you just finished playing that. This song, Lose Control, is mostly about kind of letting go, you know, and having fun and being free. Like, a lot of people are kind of like, I think most of us have become robotic. We're locked into our social medias. We're locked into non-communicating with each other. I myself am I'm a culprit of not being able to communicate so well, because I'm so used to typing, texting, and I'm always, you know, somewhere else. So letting go and losing control and just like being free in a moment, enjoying our moments, you know, putting the phone down and living, that's something that can really help change and kind of go back to our natural state, you know, and connect us with Earth, connect us with each other. Because even though the technology has us like, you know, separate and, you know, really into
like our own little world.
In our own little world, our connection between each other, because we have more information about connecting with each other, is really strong now. Like, we have the ability to become so connected to each other, like one person, and like almost a singularity. Mm-hmm. If we just like...
B, I love what you're saying.
Everybody's
down. Yeah, we just put it down and we can feel each other. Like, when we know each other, when we know yourself, mm-hmm. you know the next person.
Yeah.
And if you know what makes you happy, you kind of have an idea of how to make another person happy, or they can feel the energy that you're trying to share. You're trying to like,
and it clearly worked because everybody in the studio was, you know, bobbing and dancing to your song and had a smile on their face. So everybody was feeling that energy clearly. So it was,
yeah,
we're all rocking.
A lot of energy in the room.
Yeah, so much energy in the room. There's so many like different diverse people in this room. In a world where like right now people try to make it like they try to make it kind of one person,
polarized.
You know, polarized.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
looking for the
everybody.
Yeah, it's not, we're not separate, you know, we're not what people try to portray us online.
Music is like what can,
it unites us.
Yeah.
Well, what I love
now,
about
how do you
be?
Feel about that?
Oh, 100%. It's like you were saying, Chet, like when we're in the room, right, and all that song's playing and everyone's kind of bobbing together, it's like we're tuned into each other. We're not just listening to the song, right? We're kind of observing each other's movements and kind of,
yeah, so
with
we were all unified on that song's frequency. Like, yeah, that's exactly what B was going for, and he nailed it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's infectious. You know, you could turn it. You hear the term sometimes. Turn that frown upside down. And when you're in bad moods, what do? You either watch a movie or listen to music.
Listen to a song.
Or read a book. Mm-hmm. You try to get into a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, music is one of the only things that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear it. You know, music is everywhere you are. It's in your car. It's in the elevator. It's in the reception room at a doctor's office. It's in school. It's everywhere. Very few things in life are like music.
Evan, I so agree. I went through a divorce, and I don't like to talk about negative things, but it took a long time. And the number one thing that got me through it is music. Music, movies, and having fun.
Massage, baths.
Exactly. Going out with my friends and going to live music, wine.
Well, there is,
you know,
something.
The most important things in life. And, you know, yeah. I spent 2 or 3 days with B in California, and we met up with you. And I have to say, yep, that B is genuinely such a good person. He loves meeting new people. He loves talking to strangers that are nice. He pulls up at a light and just looks at someone and says hi. I mean, he walks, you know, he's not just talking it. He walks it.
He definitely walks the walk.
Yeah, he walks the walk. Thank you, Martin. He cares about people, and he wants to bond with everybody. And that's I love people like that, because I'm like that. I like, you know, if you meet somebody, if you're at a restaurant and that server's waiting on you, mm-hmm, why can't you be friends with them? I mean, right, don't treat them like a stranger. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's part of music as well. It's like, you know, you can, as a performer, right, you can just play a song, or as a performer, you can get together and create a moment.
Yeah.
And before the show started, we just, you know, picked a chord and kind of ran with it. I think that we should do that here.
I would love, man.
I think we should all jam. Yeah, I think B should join us and maybe do some of his stuff, yeah, and
throw some vocals
just create something, improvise it, just like we improvise our lives every single day. But
right,
when you can speak another language like music, that's just different. It's very special.
A language that everybody speaks, though. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah.
So, Evan, you're going to get excited because we're going to hear another song from Tracing Faces.
Yes.
I'm so excited that B. Howard's on the same show with them, because they have such a great energy. They write all their own music, and they're unique. And they're, you know, Evan, when you come to town, you said you'll be here in a couple days. I want you to meet Sean Cooney with Three Leaf Recording. I've known him my whole life, and he's such a good guy. He really... speaking about how B likes to be nice to strangers, I remember being at USC with him when we were like 17, and he invited a homeless guy. We were with all the sorority girls, and he invited a homeless guy to sit with us and have a meal. And that's just how he is. He just wants to bring in everybody and be good to people. And anyway, we're going to a song right now, Tracing Faces. Are you guys ready?
First step to changing the world, organics.
Thank you. B, give us a comment. What'd you just say? I didn't hear it.
I said it's the first step of changing the world, organics.
Thank you. Thank you. You're the best.
Yeah. Hey, Cole, talk about the weather. Talk about the weather. Hey, everyone, I'm back.
Oh, I can do it.
Ooh, hello, hello.
We're just getting set up.
Are we
some
doing
technic-
good?
Just moving in. Sorry, Cole, am I in your way?
Tracing Faces, about
Tracing
to take it away.
Faces.
Talk about this song.
Cole, how's your day going?
Well, it's better now.
It's rainy out here in Phoenix. The first time we ever played this song, we called it the Rain Song. Why is that, Cole?
Well, it didn't have a name for a little while. It was called the Rain Song because it felt like a rainy day.
Like a nice, like you could just look out the window and see the little raindrops. And
yeah, like we can right now.
Well, pretty close. All right, this one is called The Static. Mm-hmm. Get it started, Parker.
On the floor, rain outside your window, there's thunder in the hallway, I hear him at the door, blood on the floor. You say you don't need anything, and maybe it's true.
That was The Static.
Thanks, guys.
That was great.
First time actually playing that song in the rain.
That's right.
So that was good times.
So what inspired that song?
Parker.
Parker, come here.
Parker actually came up with the bass riff for that song, and he showed it to us.
He was like, hey, I wrote this
thing. And we immediately loved it.
Isn't that awesome, like the creative sound, the process for a band, right?
Yeah,
where
that's
you're
one of the
all
best
writing
ever.
Songs together, you bring a bass lick. All of a sudden, that inspires somebody for some lyrics,
and then
all of a sudden, boom! You create something together. It's a lot of fun.
That's the best part about being in a band is writing new music.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
How'd you come up with that riff, Parker?
How'd you guys find each other? How'd you guys get started? How long have you guys been playing? I have lots of questions.
Yes, I would like you to answer all of those questions at once.
One time, the four of us, we were on a train heading to Memphis, and the train
that
actually
like
crashed.
A song.
And everyone on the train died except for us. And we kind of peeked up through the rubble.
We thought it must be meant to be.
And we looked around and we said, hey, you want to jam? And then from there, you know, we kind of just have been inseparable.
Here's what happened. I was at the Tempe Festival of the Arts, and I heard a band that was playing a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover. And I thought, that band sounds pretty good, but their drummer sounds kind of weird. So I go to the stage, lo and behold, no drummer. They're actually playing to a track, which explains the strange sound.
Yeah, I put some time into that track.
And I hear Cole say, our drummer couldn't make it because he doesn't exist. So I hung out, and afterwards I walked up on stage, and I was like, hey, let's jam sometime, guys.
Yeah. I got the story confused with my previous band, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my bad. Obviously. Yeah, that's the real story.
Your previous band, Fracing Traces.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
I was... I was away from the table with the band's guitar player, and when you launched into the story about the train going to Memphis, he immediately went, "Oh my God!" like that's a story that's been told a few times. It's pretty good.
Definitely, that story has been told a few times.
I love that.
But Parker, how did you come up with the rain song?
That
the static?
Riff. I kind of just started playing it one day at practice, and the rest of the band was like, they liked it, but they never took it like as inspiration or anything. So we kind of just put it in our back pocket. And then a few months later, we were thinking about songs that we needed to come up with to like add filler time for more shows. And Cole had mentioned it to me, and I played it, and we kind of just picked up on it. And it was a pretty great thing, actually. I'm happy to say that I at least started the riff for it, and then Cole was able to come up with some good lyrics. And right now, it's actually my favorite song that we're working on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any questions for B. Howard? Because he's coming back on the mic. I know that you're in the music world now, and he's been singing a long time, and he's toured all over the world. Come on over here, B. They have questions
Hi,
for you.
Hi, how are you?
There you are.
I think if I have one question for B, it would be probably like, what keeps you going every day in the music industry? Because I understand it's a hard industry. What keeps you going day in and day out?
It's a good question. Never been asked that. What keeps me going, you know, every day is the fact that I'm trying to strive for something better, and I want to leave something for everyone else. It's something that feels good, something that makes people happy.
That's great.
And then I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, and like creating makes me happy. Seeing what happens with the music when you press play, how it affects people, you know, positively. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah, it's great. When you see the other people's faces and the smiles you're putting on their face, it really gives you satisfaction, because you know that you're not necessarily doing it for yourself, but right. you're doing it for all them, and just that your work is impacting them, it impacts yourself as well.
Yeah, that's something I really touched on more pretty much these last 2-3 years with the music, and I've been doing more shows, and it's just like, I feel it's not about you. It's about everyone, about making them happy.
And hey, I will add that I think that B. Howard is always, you're always in a good mood. And that's why I like being around you. And he exudes that positive vibe. That's what our show's about, because we're here saving the planet.
One show at a time.
And we really want to reach out to the whole world and spread the message of kindness. And especially with like politics. Thank you. With politics, it's not about Republican. It's not about any other thing. It's just about the planet and caring about people. And what I love about spending 3 days with B is I really saw he's like an angel. He really is. I got mad about a couple things, and he's like, "Don't worry, it'll all work out." Oh, and he just always brings out, and I'm that way. So like, but occasionally I get upset about something, and he would just say something extremely positive, and I'm like, wow, that's my tribe. So do you have anything to say, Dave?
Actually, I had a question for B. When we met on the show, and this is my first time on the mic tonight, I think, for any extended length of time.
Finally.
I know. My name is Dave. I play with Martin and Junk. I'm the lead guitarist with Junk. If you want to find us, it's Junk the Band on Facebook. I really was not familiar with your work when we met on the show three weeks ago. And so I had a chance to sit down and listen and learn about you. And actually, I'm a huge fan of Billie Holiday.
Yes.
And your mother played Billie Holiday in a movie.
Yes.
And you would have been pretty young then. And let me know if asking about your family is off limits or whatever. But like, but do you have a meaningful memory of her going through that process? Or do you remember her recording that album? Yeah. What was that like?
That particular album, she was working with Irvin Azoff and David Foster. And she did the movie with a guy named Spike Lee.
Yeah, it was Malcolm X was the movie.
Yeah. So when I was watching...
We need you a little bit louder for Facebook, everyone.
When I was watching her, like, you know, record the songs and stuff like that, and I'd watch her and see how she's, like, you know, up late.
Yeah.
Everyone was up late, and everyone always, like, you know, made sure that everything was perfect from line. They'll listen to the whole thing and cut and paste and stuff like that. And I never knew how much that was costing back then. But all I knew was the dedication.
Sure.
And most of my family is all about dedication and perfection and doing the best they can and for the product, for the people. And with Billie Holiday thing, that was a very serious thing, just to do that kind of song and then still incorporate herself into that.
Right, exactly. Because she's such a well-known voice
yeah.
that it's like you can't just go in and do a Billie Holiday impersonation, which she didn't do. She very much made the music.
Exactly.
Her own.
And that's the key.
I don't know if Evan Forster still on the line. Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Evan?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I don't think people know that B did grow up in the Jackson household, and you confirmed that when we were together in Malibu. Is that okay to talk about it, or are we not talking about that?
Well, you can talk about whatever you want. I mean,
I can talk about whatever I want. No, I want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, I think you should also mention that Brandon is one of the first artists ever to record and release and perform a video in Pakistan. I mean, talking about spreading goodwill through music.
I love that. Okay.
We've had so many issues internationally with different territories around the world, and Brandon went in there and was embraced through his music. But he's toured all over, you know.
He's toured all over the world. I know that, and people don't know that he's big all over the world, and his next tour is USA.
His next tour is USA.
That's exciting.
He's been breaking in different territories around the world, like you said. You know, he's performed in China. He's performed in Russia. He's performed in Pakistan, like we mentioned.
China, Russia, Pakistan. I'm reiterating what you're saying so that our Facebook can hear what you're saying, because they can't hear you.
Even Dubai. But what is so cool about Brandon is that Mickey Howard was managed and discovered by Joe Jackson. So when you're talking about Joe Jackson, who, of course, you know, had the Jackson 5, Mickey grew up in that house, and Brandon lived with the Jacksons for years. At one point, he was even working with Alejandra Jackson, which she has children. You know, she's the mother of several of the children in the Jackson family, and he was managed by her at one point. The relationship with Brandon and the Jacksons has been going on, you know, his entire life.
Well, what I loved is that our beautiful lunch together, you just spoke.
I'm so very thankful to be able to have a great relationship with a lot of my peers and my family, and I'm more so thankful for the support of my music. Like, it's a very big thing that, you know, we're on this song Lose Control together. And Lose Control is more of a, it's like, it's a portrait. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it incorporates different elements, dance, Latin, family, and some very key people in my life, like one person, David Williams, who played guitar on almost every song and on the tours and everything like that, and Yanni Babitsky. It's very global.
And Ziggy.
Yeah, Ziggy, of course, laying his verse, you know, and I'm one of the very few of, like, no one really works together unless, you know, it's us.
I think the coolest thing about B is he's such a beautiful soul, and his music, he's a genius. When you watch him dance, I'm mesmerized by his dance, his song, his songwriting. He'll just crack out a tune, and it's all about music and saving the planet with healing with music.
One question I had is, of all those places you've toured, what's your number one favorite place to play a show?
Well, that's good. Each place is very unique to me. I really enjoy the fans and the people. And I think so far, my biggest audience where I did was I did my first arena, and I was in Astana in Europe. That was incredible. And watching everybody when Night and Day came on, and I won Best New Artist Award, and all these people like lift up their cell phones in the arena, and they're like,
"How many people were there?"
And it was like probably like 30,000 people.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, there's footage of it, and it was just like, you know,
and I knew the
watching
lyrics.
That many people
just
for the first time, like,
all having a great time too. You know? Nobody's at a concert having a bad time.
And like, when they scream and they're all happy and they're just that, I want that feeling all the time. And I want to keep working and keep making songs for everyone.
And people don't know that B is always working. Like, he is 24/7. Like, he's got this appointment, that appointment, music, dancing, singing. He's 24/7. So I just want everybody to listen to his songs.
I like to say you didn't know.
How do they find you, B? How do they find your Instagram?
You know, a good thing that I think I'll add this. I'll say this for you, like a lot of other of my peers and stuff like that. You know, people who are successful and people who are doing things that, you know, you can have a moment in the growth where most people have egos and they always talk about what they're doing and, oh, this is what I'm doing, this is who I am, and they're very much jerks. But at a certain point of your success, which most of everybody around is was very successful or the top of their game at their time, you learn to have a humility. You learn to, you know, nothing really matters but the people. Nothing really matters but making the music and influencing your part in making the world better and making an example of yourself, even when you're not perfect.
But you're perfect.
I'm not perfect.
And as I'm saying you're perfect, we are going to, Evan, you've been so wonderful to be calling in. We are going to cut to a song with Martin and Dave, which you will love. And hopefully B can chime in and sing a little. I don't know what song you guys are going to sing, but they are going to sing one song.
And they're called Junk the Band once
Junk
again.
The Band. You gotta listen. Awesome. Junk the Band.
That's right. I was hoping that we all could just kind of jam together. So, Dave, if you want to come up, and I don't know if you guys want to grab your instruments, and I think we should just jam.
They're all gonna jam together.
We're all gonna jam. I want to hear B. You gotta come up and jam with us.
And that was
on. You that was one of my favorite parts of the last time we were here is when you're playing with us.
Come play with them. Is B not going to sing?
Oh.
And can we say we're saving the planet?
We're saving the planet.
One show at a time.
One show at a time. King is getting ahead of me. We're saving the planet. And we're having a good time. We're all playing a little music for you on the radio wave. It's Junk on Tar and Tracing Faces, and over there there's Dave. We're all in the green room, saving the planet one show at a time. Having a good time. Dave, tell them how good a time we're having. Across the earth, it's where every single human did have their birth. We just love living around good people with positive thoughts. When you're distraught, we're in the green room, saving the planet one show at a time. We're in the green room. I think we're having a good time. How you communicate when you don't have a single language in common? You just pick up a guitar, a bass, and a drum, and you just be. And you pick a chord, and then you pick another one. And all of a sudden, everybody's got a little smile and wiggling their butt. We're in the green room. Hey, yeah, one show at a time.
on the crime. We're in the green room, 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 here we go.
There you go. See, now we never, no one's ever done that before since. So thank you, gentlemen. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And that's how you improvise right there.
That was incredible. Wow. Junk the Band featuring Tracing Faces right there with a little freestyle magic.
All
right. That was sweet.
Loving that.
Yeah, definitely got jamming in here. Everybody was moving. So
that's not the first time we've done that. We played in Prescott a few months ago. We brought an elderly mandolin player up on stage.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun. We're going to be up in, for Labor Day weekend, we're going to be up in Christopher Creek doing some fun stuff up at the Landmark. So if you guys are up north Labor Day, we'd love to jam with you guys. Or anytime down here. So
come to our show tonight.
You got a show tonight?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow. Where is it at?
Downtown. Trunk Space in Phoenix.
Oh, I love that place.
Wait, where are you playing?
At the Trunk Space in Phoenix.
It's downtown. Cool.
That is a cool little town. What time did you start?
What time?
What are we going at 9:30? 9:45?
That is past my bedtime, but I will.
It's not past mine. I'll be there. I'm going. All right. So I think, can we all give one tip about what we've learned? Evan, are you still on the phone?
Yeah. What's up?
So I want everybody here in studio to give like a tip of something that they want to walk away with, like just like something that they feel they want to work on to make the world a better place. And we'll start with B. Howard.
You make me so shy sometimes.
I love that.
She just put you right on the spot.
Yeah, right?
I do, but it's a show. We're talking. Yeah, we're asking questions.
Yeah, one of the things I want to do is I think I want to make a truck or something and go down. You know, with all of us, and we just go down and give food and do like a jam for like some of the homeless people here in Phoenix, something local.
I love that. Oh, that's a great idea. Cole, are you going to be in?
I'm in. I actually used to run a ministry at my church. We were called PB and Jesus, and we'd hand out peanut butter and jellies to the homeless downtown.
I love that. Yeah. That's great. What about you, Dave?
Well, I think there's one thing that doing an episode of music I could take away from is there's a place for everybody when it comes to contributing to things like environmental movements, sustainability movements. If you're a musician, you have a unique talent that you can donate. Mm. You know, you can play fundraisers. If you're a big name act like a B. Howard, you can be out there and be, you know, promoting these things publicly. But even if you're a smaller act like, you know, little old me, you know, you can volunteer to play at benefits and other in charities, things like that.
Actually, I have a great idea. When you're up there with thousands of people and you've got that mic, you can tell everybody to quit using plastic. You can tell them to care about our ocean and wildlife conservation and just be excited about them enjoying the planet and showing Mother Earth how you can love them.
Absolutely. And I also think too, Kinga, kind of riffing on your point there, is that people need to take action and not be afraid. Fear is just false evidence appearing real, right? It's about doing something. I'm doing something.
It's all about taking action.
B. Howard's doing something. Tracy Faces
Chet, what are you
is doing.
Chet, Chet's doing what something. What are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to go off of what B. Howard said a little bit earlier about how he was so blessed to be surrounded by excellence and other talents and stuff and just creating. And I think it's really important that everybody, whether you're creating music or you're scooping ice cream, making milkshakes, doesn't matter what you're doing, just do your very, very best and you're going to make other people happy. Even if, you know, what you're doing is not aesthetically fun or pleasing, if you're just doing your best job, it's going to make the world a better place.
Making people happy. Chet, I love that comment. You always end on a great note. We're saving the planet.
One show at a time.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.